Night, if you were watching Channel 4, you saw the three of us make an appearance on Mike Ducey's Sports Extravaganza. Fox 4's Sports Sunday, I think is what they call it.
We're sorry, Mike.
First of all, why would he even invite us?
I don't know.
It's going to be a train wreck.
It's the second year or third year he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
To open training camp. I don't know why he does it. I think I have the idea of why he does it. I think it's because someone else cancels.
That's last minute.
Yeah, because he contacted us when? Yesterday morning?
No, he texted me Saturday night. And
that's much earlier.
Well, I'm just saying it wasn't. You didn't find out about it until 9:30.
Right.
I thought that's what you were talking about. And I think he wants it that way. He wants you to not know until it's too late. Because you scare the living hell out of Mike Ducey on live television.
Why is that? I don't get that.
Just watch last night's show and you'll find out why.
I didn't say anything that was untoward or anything. We just did our regular bit of standard TV-able irreverence.
But you scare him.
You guys got in about 9:15 last night, so we had to scramble and get over there. By the way, George, I think your car does have fleas or something in it.
Are you itchy?
I've got bites all over my legs.
I think it does, too.
You're carting around those country dogs in that car?
My beagle's got fleas, and I cannot get rid of them.
Get rid of the beagle.
I've used Revolution. I've dipped her. I've sprayed their yard.
Have you tried a shotgun? Get rid of
That's
the dog.
Terrible.
You hate that dog.
I don't hate that dog.
And you live in the country now, and, you know, the regular animal rules don't apply. If you live in the city, then, you know, you've got to buy the beagle a separate house and do all this sorts of thing and invest lots of money. In the country, that's not the way country people do it.
Well, I
got a dog that gives you fits that you don't like. You take care of the problem.
I don't want to do that. That's cruel.
So you still got too much citify left in you.
Tell us if you ever do that. That's a good segment.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kill my dog.
So anyway,
your wife wanted you to kill that dog many a time.
We get in George's dog mobile, which, by the way, that's the first time I've been in your car. That is a pimped out ride.
Isn't it unbelievable?
Wow, he has got that
radar,
thing loaded to the gills.
Jukebox, sensors.
What happened to the old humble George Dunham I used to know?
I'm famous now. I roll like a rapper.
Oh, jeez.
What's up, America?
So we take that over to the Alamo Dome where Ducey's live shot is set up.
In a nice parking lot.
Yeah, full of crickets.
Yeah, we've got the cricket problem down here, too, and these are the flying crickets. I don't know what...
I told you it was the year of the crickets and grasshopper, and you didn't believe me.
I'm the one who did a whole observation deck about it.
I talked about it. I said, you were gone. When I talked about it, you're on vacation.
Yeah, I also have had that observation. It is. It's another year of the cricket, just like 96 or whenever that was.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
But, yeah, they were flying in our hair, in our face during the live shot. I think the camera missed a few of those because Ducey was blah, blah, blahing over some footage. But, yeah, crickets were bombarding us. And it was awkward because it's a four shot and we're talking.
He had one microphone, so he had to split us up so that he wouldn't be reaching across two of us to get to the third guy with the mic. So it was a very awkward setup, and he's always very nervous when we're on. And the first minute and a half was such bumper cars and a train wreck, and we were all talking over each other.
That's too draining.
I'm sorry. I apologize to Mike and all Channel 4 viewers because it was awful.
Well, didn't you grab the mic out of his hand?
No, I asked if I could make a shout-out to Phil Alvarado, who they've got buried in the Fort Worth Bureau and who I think needs more airtime.
Yeah, but I think you grabbed the mic and Ducey's trying to tug it back.
No, I never grabbed the mic. I did my shout-out. And I don't know what you guys did. You were goosing each other.
I'd already given a shout-out. Just piggybacked on my shout-out to Ron Jackson.
And I was,
that's right.
I was taking cell phone pictures during the live shot, providing live coverage of live coverage.
And you wonder why he fears having you on. That's not taking the appearance seriously.
Oh, come on.
We were there to talk Cowboys.
It was all fun and games. It was all fun. And did you notice what Fox 4 did to me?
Not
how they censored
afterwards.
Me? Look. Let's not beat around the bush. The reason people have me on TV is that I have a very big crotch. And Channel 4 made sure that they made sure they were pulled out far enough that they could see, you know, my maleness. And then someone back at the station puts a Fox 4 logo directly over my penis. And I tweeted the picture of this. Some P1 sent me a picture, a screen cap of it. And you can see, plain as day, there we are all standing there. And the only place on the whole screen that is covered up is just a round circle over my panoose. What are they doing?
That's the danger of a four shot, I guess.
We show up last night, and there are a bunch of other live shots going on in that parking lot. And, Gordo, you had the observation that for some reason at training camp, anything goes when it comes to attire for a television.
I don't get it. Usually you're on the news, you dress up.
Not
you
down
dress
here.
Up television. And all these sports guys, I don't know whether it's just the dismantling of television as we know it now, because everyone's given up and, hey, they're cutting salaries and I may not be around next year kind of stuff, but all these sports guys, they just dress in Hawaiian shirt. Maybe I'll wear flip-flops, maybe I won't.
Everybody's got shorts.
Yes,
it's been that way for a while,
said,
though.
Everyone is saying screw it.
For some
I think
reason,
it's even worse that. Now.
You think so?
Yeah.
I just think it's that training camp thing. You're at training camp and you're a lot of times you're outside, so you get to dress like you're about to go play golf or something.
Well, thanks to Deucey for having us on, and sorry that we were so bad.
We ruined a Sunday night show.
But, boy, a lot of the P1s started heating up the Twitterverse over
critiquing
it.
Us.
They were saying it was a train wreck, saying we're 1 minute in, this is already the worst television in the history of TV.
So we get back in George's car. We drive back to the hotel. We go our separate ways. Gordon and I are rooming together, and so we're walking down the hall to our room. And he says, hey, come here, listen to this.
And Giorgio, we're passing by this room, and it is so obvious what's going on inside.
Double rainbow?
No.
About that much pleasure, yes. Would you like to hear it?
So he pulls out his
very
recorder.
Very controversial. I pull out
My
recorder. We don't know what was going on inside this room, okay? We don't know. We don't know what's happening in this piece of audio.
And, Jared, if you happen to be playing music in this segment, pull it down for this, because this audio, this is the audio that's got everybody talking.
You're the only two guys that heard it.
So you tell me.
Golly. Oh, here, let me get this on tape. This is going to be great.
Exercising?
I'll save it for my own personal collection, and I'll play it for the Metroplex. What's wrong with you?
What are you talking about? I don't know what that is. What are you imagining it is?
Well, someone trying to work out privately, and you're rolling on.
Oh, my goodness. It was very disturbing. It was just so loud.
Yes.
It was loud. And you see what room number they were?
Don't tell me.
9/11.
Oh, were they really?
Yeah.
They were not paying their proper respect to 9/11.
Should be worst tribute to 9/11 ever going on in that room. So what do you think it was?
Elliptical.
I don't know.
That's what I think. Why? What do you think it is?
I want to listen to it again and find out. Let me just see here. Wait, how does this work? Now I can't figure out how to get this thing working.
Maybe bench press.
I think she's doing curls.
Yeah, it could be curls.
I think curls. Now, there's a controversy over this audio.
And I'm ready to battle you on this controversy.
Yes. Craig and I got into a very heated exchange that ended up in us just falling down on the bed and making out when we were so hot after this
weird
debate over this audio. So Craig thinks that this was two people engaged in baby making.
The most natural of all human acts.
There's nothing natural about that.
Trying to reproduce.
God wishes he had a do-over.
You think that they were exercising?
No. I think that the woman's voice that you hear on this was from the television set. The lone male groan that you hear at a certain part of this was from the guy that was in the room.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. The guy sound was live. And the girl sound was from the television.
If they were watching TV, why they haven't turned up that loud, especially
And here's why I don't think it's TV. There's no soundtrack There's no dialogue. And when it was over, we lingered at that door for a little bit.
How senior are you guys?
And they, that's his wording of it.
And they never went to the next scene where there was dialogue. There was no soft corn.
What?
What? That's what Archie Bunker called it, soft pour corn. No music, you know. It wasn't a TV show. There were no TV accoutrements with this.
Well, not all. No, I think the graphy of porn has moved away from the music and all that sort of thing. I think now they just run it with a natural soundtrack. I'm telling you, the girl that it sounded like a TV. The girl sound sounded like a TV, and you can't hear it on this recording. But with my own two human ears, my aroused human ears, it sounded like the girl was from the TV and the guy was just trying to help himself go to sleep.
I don't think the guy
just had a long business trip and was trying to unwind.
I don't think the guy would have been that audible.
With the...
Jeez.
Or they could have been exercising. You know, this is very inconclusive audio.
When we walked by it at first, I thought they were kids in there. I heard a noise, but it didn't click with me, and I just thought it was some family or kids going on in there.
Mm-hmm. Well, maybe it was. Let's take a listen to it and see if it was...
he just wants to hear it again. Sad thing is, how many times is he going to listen to that today?
Back
in the hotel.
See, I thought it may be.
Analyze it.
I thought it may be kids playing. I didn't realize it was perhaps a kid at the very beginning of its life.
Very beginning.
Couldn't get any earlier.
No. No. Oh my goodness! But that's what kind of place we're staying in.
It's a really nice place.
Yeah, it's a nice place.
Hey, by the way, speaking of our hotel and its location, we are maybe 50 feet from our favorite and quirkiest restaurant here in San Antonio, that crazy Italian place on the river.
I'm not going there for anything.
Why do you not like that
place?
Last time we went there, it failed, remember?
It's so weird, though, but I've had great meals there, too, and it's the most eclectic, oddball restaurant you could ever find.
Egyptian-Italian. Is that what it is?
I don't know about Egyptian. There's only one place that sells that, and that's on Mockingbird.
Okay, where are belly dancers from?
Oh, yeah, they did have belly dancers once. All right, that's a little awkward, but it was kind of nice. Get to see belly dancers going while you're eating your Italian
Christmas
food.
Lights everywhere inside.
Yeah, celebrating Christmas.
Nope.
Fine Egyptian tradition of Christmas.
Not going. And the last time I thought we all swore we wouldn't eat there again.
But now I'm swearing that I will eat there.
Didn't we have a weird waiter there once?
Yeah. Remember last year you asked for a Coke, and it was like he had never heard that before? And I think they had to send someone out to get a Coke?
Yeah, something very, very strange. But the meal before that, it was like a couple meals ago there, was so good.
Yeah. That's why I'm willing to give it another shot.
Here's the sound of us eating that meal.
Gosh. Y'all.
Do you guys have any big plans this week? Anything you want to do?
I'm going to go visit family, friends, and around in the hill country.
I'm here to cover training camp for the P1. That's what I'm here to do.
No, I'm here for that, too.
I'm not here for a vacation of
Look how well I've covered it so far.
Yeah.
I've gotten some great audio
so far. Tape
on
a couple, and you've gone on with Deucey.
That was not a couple. That was a woman on TV. And a guy with his Dockers at his ankles.
All right, well, stay tuned. The next 2 weeks.